We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Oh, the good stuff, baby.
On the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Today's been fun.
Been fun. I think you know what you got, man. I'm gonna go hard seltzer tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going hard seltzer tonight. Okay. Yeah. I knocked me down a bunch of hop guns. Go a little lighter with the hard seltzer. So you talk me into it.
No, I don't even joke when I say it that all my friends, because, you know, we're millennials and we're young, like genuinely love hard seltzers. And mm-hmm. I got the hookup with Funky Buddha because of the show. I introduced them to my friends. Like, they love the hard seltzers. It's the best. They're better than any of the other hard seltzer brands. It was a game changer. Like, when I tell you that, you know,
yes, you're welcome.
You've been making fun of me for drinking hard seltzers. And then Funky Buddha came out with the hard seltzers. And it changed your opinion.
Yeah, you know how people walk around with like a 6-pack of beer, maybe like a 4-pack for themselves. I saw Solana once at a tailgate walking around with hard seltzers in his arm. Just like
really?
This. Yeah.
The 6-pack. Just walking around.
I'm like, seltzers, huh? Okay.
Yeah. No, I used to get all them until, because knowing Funky Buddha, knowing that I've, all their beers are good, and they have hundreds of them. And then they came out with the hard seltzer, so I'm like, and Casey and Ryan, you know, the founders.
I love this spot at BB&T.
Yeah, the founders are like, hey, we'll see you some hard seltzer. I was like, well, damn, my homeboy's got it. The Funky Boot, I love them. Let me try it. And yeah, man, it steals your heart now. But I've tried some other ones. They got the little nasty, funny flavors and all. Man, no. Funky Boot or hard seltzer. That's the way to go if you really want a hard seltzer.
Just saw Jeff Darlington on ESPN. He's wearing glasses. That was confusing, but what was across the like their headline or whatever was Xavier Howard, and I haven't seen any updates. Truthfully, I've been so merged in basketball talk. We're gonna talk to John Michaels of 680 The Fan in the next segment about the Hawks. We've been huge Hawks fans today, celebrating the Sixers' demise. But I haven't seen any updates on Xavier Howard. And if there was one today, truthfully, I missed it. I don't know if Steve or Crowder, if you've seen anything, but are you at all worried that the Dolphins won't figure this out? Whether it's Xavier Howard being here, whether it's Xavier Howard not, but the Dolphins not figuring this out in a good way.
And to drag it into the season, drag it into camp? I don't think it'll ever drag into the season.
Right, but I don't think so. But basically, I guess really the question is, do you trust Chris Greer to get this right? I guess because this is, and we've talked about it, it's a precarious situation where you just gave him a contract extension and he outplayed it. So how do you navigate this properly? And I guess my question to you is, and I know you like Chris Greer, so
yes.
I kind of know what your answer is going to be, but any part of you a little nervous that, you know, the Dolphins won't figure this out with Xavier Howard?
Any part of me nervous is that they don't figure it out. Not that it's going to become a problem and a distraction and Chris Greer and Flores and Xavier Howard are going to not be on speaking terms. That's when you say, I like Chris Greer.
Right.
I like Chris Greer because I believe he's a good GM and he's a good communicator. I talked to Chris Greer for years, still talk to him to this day. Flores, everybody knows what Flores is. Everybody knows Flores' approach. He has that New England in his background.
Right.
Everybody knows that. I believe they'll figure something out on either side. If Xavier's just flat out like, no, I got to be the highest paid. I want to make, I think Jalen Ramsey right now is at $21 million. If Xavier flat out says, no, if I'm not making $22 million, I'm not playing for y'all. I think at that point, Chris Greer and Flores might be like, okay, well, you have to find somebody to give you 22. We can't, we're not capable to give you 22.
Right.
But him being at number six, do I trust Flores and Greer to be like, okay, you did lead the NFL in interceptions. You did have, I think it was like five or six more than the next cornerback on the list. You do need more money. We can get you to 18.5. We can get you maybe to 19. We can't get you to 22, something like that. I think they will do their best to make Xavier happy. And to answer your question short, I do trust Chris and Flores to do the best they can do to make Xavier happy, but I do believe they have to meet in the middle. I don't think he'll be the highest paid corner in the league.
Let's give you a chance to win $1,000. It's $1,000 for you to spend wherever you want. This hour's worth. Maybe Chris Greer should text in.
Spend it on Xavier.
Maybe Chris Greer should text in. So we have a couple more G's to send over to Xavier and Howard. This hour's code word, Chris Greer, is track. That's track. T-R-A-C-K. Track. Text it to 72881. You're entered in the contest. You might just win $1,000. Text the word track to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. I told you Uduwai is playing, and that's what I'm turning my attention to. John Michaels, I don't know if I'm even going to talk to him, because when Uruguay when
do I have
Uruguay
to change
is
the
playing,
channel?
Yeah, when Uruguay is playing.
Are they sweet?
This is tough. What do you mean, are they sweet?
Are they sweet? Like, I'm a Bucks fan. I've been right. A Bucks fan my whole life. You know, and there was some very lean years for the Bucks, but right. I'm still a fan.
Yeah,
but I'll be honest that they weren't good. So I was like, Uruguay worth watching? Because I might waste my time sitting here watching them run around.
Hell yeah, we're sweet. Yeah, I mean, we're four-time world champions. The team, this tournament right now, the Copa America, Uruguay has won it more times than any other team, more than Brazil, more than Argentina, more than Colombia, which is Steven's team. They lost yesterday to Peru, no offense. Hell yeah, we're sweet.
You better hope they don't lose today.
Hell yeah,
make
we're sweet.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Well, make tomorrow hell for you.
They're the blue or the red?
We're the blue. La Celeste.
Why do you say funny words like
no,
that?
No, that's what La Celeste. Celeste is a color in Spanish.
Oh, so light that's blue. Not baby blue?
That's light blue. La Celeste.
La Celeste. Okay. Let's go, La Celeste.
All right. There we go. Let's go, baby. You want to do headline? You'll knock this out while I watch this game?
I got you, Steven. I'll talk with you.
All right, let's do headlines here. Again, John Michaels, he's going to join us next segment. And that's what we've been talking about, right?
Yeah.
The entire time is Sixers. Eliminated yesterday by the Atlanta Hawks. Kevin Werder yesterday made up for Trae Young, who really has been dominant all series long. But you said this, he's invited to the cookout.
Yeah. He can come. Where to the cookout.
Yeah, he's invited.
Don't bring no canned baked beans with the hot dogs in there. We're good. We got the food down. Just bring yourself, Kevin.
This sports update, by the way, it's brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust. An hour earlier, tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39.
No raisins in a potato salad, Kevin.
No raisins
in a potato salad.
All right. That's controversial. Is that controversial? No raisins in the potato salad?
It's cultural. You put a raisin in the black folks' potato salad, Solon.
They're fighting?
No, you got to put it back in your trunk. If you bring raisins in your potato salad to my house for a cookout, I'm going to say respectfully, Solana, go put that back in your car. We got raisinless potato salad.
Let me write that down really quick. Just in case I ever get the invite.
Yeah. Right. You know how OG and Hawker, they have one way about Kirkland. You can't go. Yeah, you
right.
can't. Yeah, don't bring no garbage food to my house. Cookouts are about great food. It's called a cookout. Don't bring no garbage food to my house. So yes, Kevin, you're coming. Just keep the food at your house. I'm fine.
No NBA games tonight, but tomorrow Suns Clippers 9 p.m. We got the Suns in the series, right? Like, it's pretty much, I mean, Paul George and Terrence Mann, he was here, who got funky, like, that's fine, but they're not beating the Suns in the series.
No, I think they might. It's not going to be a sweep. I think it'll go six. I think Mann and Reggie Jackson, you know, PG-13 has them a triple-double. I think they will. They'll get a couple games, but the Suns are going to go to the finals.
Yeah, and game one, Bucks-Hawks, it's 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Bam Adebayo, some interesting news. He's going to join Team USA for the 2020 Olympics. It's really bothering me that they're still calling it the 2020 Olympics or calling it the 2020 Euro Championships. Like, why? Just
Copa America is the only one that did it right. They they're going 2021.
Right, but why? Like, why are we still doing 2020 Olympics? Because why does it have to be 2020?
Every 4 years, correct?
No, I get it, but there was
to keep it lined up.
I get it, but there was a global pandemic. This year was held 1 year after 2021 Olympics, and we'll still do it every 4 years. We're gonna keep it going.
You know what? They're not gonna do it every 4 years. You call this 2020, so you can do it 2024. If they say 2021, then you do it 2025.
No, you don't have to. Just do it. Why?
Because it's the rule. It goes back to
an exception.
It goes back to Roman Colosseum times.
Oh,
I get.
I understand. I understand. But
I don't know when the Olympics started.
It's Greek, not Roman.
Isn't that Roman Colosseum? What are the gladiators and all?
It's funny because my parents went to Greece, like pre-COVID in 2019, and my dad was so excited to go to check out like the beginnings of the Olympic Stadium, right? And he thought that the torch was going to be lit, and he thought there was going to be this insane Colosseum, because you go to Rome. And you have this wrong, but I'm letting you know. You have this wrong.
Okay.
Rome was not where the Olympics were. Rome has the Colosseum, and I've been there. But my dad goes to Greece, and he was very disappointed because it's just ruins. It's just a picture of, like, this used to be here. And it's just, like, a field, and there's, like, some stuff out of the ground.
Is it like how Lockhart Stadium was before the renovation?
Exactly.
Just grass everywhere?
It's grass, and there's like a beam that looks like it's from whatever, 2022 AD or whatever. And,
yeah.
But everything is, it's ruins. There's not. So my dad's like, what the hell? I paid this tour guide to show us the Olympic stadiums and, you know, the legacy of the Olympics, and there's nothing. It's just grass, and there's pictures of what used to be there.
See? To go back to my point, the history of the Olympics going back to being ruins, now we're not going to let a pandemic change the dates and the times and agreed upon four-year windows. No. Stick with what you go with. Look at you just waver.
Los Marlins, they took 2 of 3 over the Cubs this weekend. Marlins playing some good baseball. They lost yesterday on Sunday, but 2 of 3 over Chicago in Wrigley Field. They'll play Toronto 2 games at Lone Depot Park. Inter Miami lost 1-0 to DC yesterday. We didn't get to talk about Inter Miami. I know nobody cares about Inter Miami that listens to our show. I get it. I understand our audience. But there needs to be a conversation at some point between us on Inter Miami, because what's happening there, they're a disaster. It's a disaster. They had 2 weeks off, Crowder. Really quickly, they had 2 weeks off. And they've lost 2 straight games. They come back against the team that they just lost to, DC United, after 2 weeks off. And the coach leaves the star player, the highest paid player, the second highest paid player in the MLS, Higuain, our big guy, the guy we brought in. He was going to be
literally
the game changer.
Big. He's fat.
Literally, he's eating too many empanadas. They leave him back to train. We didn't take him to Washington because we felt he needed to train. You had a two weeks off to prepare for this game. What else could you be training for? Take them. Like,
I mean, in shape.
But Inter Miami is not the Patriots or the Heat where they could leave a star player back and say, you know, he did something and we're leaving him back. Like, bro, now you've lost 3 straight games. You haven't scored in 3 straight games. Like, they're not doing well, and it doesn't seem to be managed well either. I mean, it's a total disaster what's happening with Inter Miami. It's the second season where now – they're like 2-5-2. They have nothing going for them.
Wow. Didn't they get a new coach?
They did.
This is the new coach making bad decisions.
Neville. I mean,
he's working with what he's got.
Right. Oh, okay. No, but
they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing.
You bring in a new coach. That was my thought. I remember they had the coach, and we were talking to him.
They got sanctioned by the MLS.
And he was sneaking the team captain up on us for weeks. Like, he was teasing who the team captain was going to be, but wouldn't tell us.
Right. And then he named 5 team captains, which doesn't make any sense in a professional
league. That's so
stupid.
Y'all a soccer player. Did y'all not see a little foreshadowing coming when
that
stuff
was
happening?
Yeah, when he named 5 team captains, I'm like, all right, they don't know what they're doing.
You should have saw the writing on the wall there, fellas.
Today's National Selfie Day. We've talked about it. Had people DMing or sending Crowder selfies.
Thank you, everyone. Don't send another one now. I'm good if you haven't sent yet, but thank you.
All right, let's get to John Michaels. He's going to join us next, radio host of 680 The Fan in Atlanta. I want to know if he's still drunk from yesterday, celebrating yesterday's Atlanta Hawks victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. John Michaels, he's going to join us next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The little fat boy. They said they had to order zebra cakes for the sideline so he can continue the game.
Hawk and Crowder.
Come on. From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that, Jack.
So I'm jacked up about the Hawks. Jacked up about the Sixers being out, thanks to John Michaels there. This is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, by the way. We didn't even play our Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song.
Yeah.
By Joe Smile.
We're going to play it in a second, but I have a basketball insider. He's my neighbor, Rajah Bell. We all know it. He texted me. He said, it's all good. We love, you know, John Michaels, friend of the show and all that. All the excitement's okay. Bucks in five.
Really?
And I think I'm with Rajah, man. Bucks in five.
I don't think so. I don't think it's Bucks in five.
The Hawks will get, I said it earlier, they'll get one game, maybe two. They're not beating the Bucks. The Hawks are not going to the finals. Now, you believe they legit have a chance to go to the finals, and I would say play the Suns, but we'll see how it plays out.
I'm cool with the Bucks being the favorite. I have these odds here, Crowder. I think the Bucks are the favorite to win the NBA championship right now. Let me see if I can find these odds. But, yeah, so really quickly, title props, okay? Milwaukee, 6-5 to win the NBA championship. Who do you think is second in terms of odds to win the NBA championship?
Suns
at 13-10.
Yeah. Then Clippers, then Hawks?
Yeah. Clippers 17-2, Hawks 11-1. I don't think the Hawks are going to win the NBA championship. I don't think the Hawks are honestly good enough. I don't think the Hawks are even a conference championship team. Like, Nate McMillan did a hell of a job. He took over. They were like 15-20 and like the team's fun and they're awesome, and I'm a Hawks fan moving forward. I'd rather the Hawks win than any of the other teams, especially the Bucks. But I do think they have a chance. Like, I don't think Milwaukee, like I told John, I don't think Milwaukee's that great. I don't. Like, Chris Middleton consistently has gotten Giannis Antetokounmpo out of tough spots.
Yeah.
Are you confident that Chris Middleton can keep doing that game in, game out? Can win? Basically, can Chris Middleton be the second best player on an NBA championship team? And I've for a long time thought he can't be. Maybe this year I'll be proven wrong, but I for a long time thought he can't be. And I'm sticking to that until it happens.
And if this was the Nets, you know, we know what happened to injuries and all, you know what I'm saying? But if this was the fully charged Nets, I can see how you would, you know, have that thought. But thinking about just talent, thinking about Chris Middleton being the second guy, where Giannis is the first guy, Chris is the second guy, and Drew Holiday is your number three.
Right.
You go to the Hawks, though. So your same thought process. Trae Young's the dude. Do you believe that Herder can be a number two on an Eastern Conference Finals team and John Collins be a three? So to your thought process, I'm right there with you.
No, but
is Chris Middleton a number two on a championship team? I don't think so. I'm not a – and like you said, last year we watched it in the Miami Heat series. He went to nothing. But as we sit here now and we line up the Hawks and line up the Bucks, you have Giannis, Middleton, Holiday. The Hawks have Young, Herder, and Collins? Bro, I guarantee half the NBA has never heard of Kevin Herder before. So let's just think about when you go hierarchy of players in this series, what do we have? Giannis by far number one.
Easy, right.
Trey's over Middleton?
For sure.
So it's Giannis, Trey.
Trey.
Then it's Collins, Drew Holiday. I'll put Middleton, Drew Holiday is three and four.
Yeah.
So you have three of the top four on the Milwaukee
Bucks.
But
then, you know, Atlanta does have Danilo Gallinari. They have Bogdanovich. They have Collins. They have Clint Capella, who's probably a guy that you're leaving out there. Like, I think, and you know, fine, Milwaukee has Brook Lopez. And,
yes.
And they have Bryn Forbes, who lit the Heat up. Like, I think the Hawks are a deeper team, but to your point, they rely more on the role players than Milwaukee does. And that's fine. But the Suns, it's Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's a legitimate, like, and they've shown it. That's a legitimate team.
Yeah, yeah. Those guards run everything. We all know that. And then what Booker did last, you know, what, a couple nights ago now, 15 and 11 or something stupid
first
like that.
Triple double in game one of the Western Conference Championships.
Now Booker can do that four quarters. We know what Chris Paul is going to do. He's going to wait to the last 4 or 5 minutes of every quarter and go out, go off, and go right to that same spot on the court, right there on the free throw line to the right side, and hit him with that little jumper fade away, and he'll do it all game long and take their souls away. Suns, I think the Suns are the favorites. Yeah. I like the Suns better than the Bucks.
No basketball tonight. That's weird. We've had basketball consistently every night. No basketball, no Marlins tonight. I don't know. And Uruguay's losing 1-0 right now.
What the hell are we going to talk about tomorrow?
I know. What the hell?
Life.
Life on the Hockman and Crowder Show tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m.
Doggy Dad.
Is Solana sitting within arm's length of you right now?
Yes, he's close enough, Guilty. What you want me to do? Because I hope you say
smack
hit him
in the back of the head. I'm taking selfies.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.